Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Zamir, Z-A-M-I-R, Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y. Zamir Hardy is a 31-year-old male who reports he injured his back while lifting at work on 8-9-22. Period. He had lower back and pain coming from his left lower buttocks and inside his groin area, and experienced out-of-the-blue pain. Period. He did not indicate whether he went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be final diagnosis of bad back sprain. Period. He did physical therapy for 8 to 12 weeks, but did not undergo any surgery. Period. He did undergo an MRI, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He admits in the past he was lifting boxes off of one pallet after the next and injured his back. When he returned to work, a pallet jack ran into his, causing him lumbar sacral pain. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Hardy alleges he was lifting heavy boxes and injured his back on 8-9-22. Per treatment records show he was seen at Concentra by Dr. Hajek, H-A-J-E-C, on 8-10-22. Brady complained of left hip pain after an injury the previous day when lifting heavy boxes. Brady twisted his hip. Period. On exam, he was neurologically intact. Period. There was tenderness, comma, spasm, comma, and limited range of motion about the lumbar sacral spine. Period. He had a normal gait and range of motion was within normal limits on his extremities. Period. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sprain and initiated on cyclobenzaprine and ibuprofen. Period. He was also referred for physical therapy. Period. Dr. Hajek noted a history of prior lumbar sprain in approximately December of 2019. Period. He returned on 8-16-22, expressing no light-duty work was available. Period. He remained symptomatic and was to continue with therapy and medications. Period. Limited activities were also still in place. Period. He followed up here over the next several weeks, yet remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 9-29-22. He underwent a lumbar MRI that was read as normal. Period. He followed up at Concentra along with physical therapy running through 12-9-22. But on that occasion, Dr. Hajek discharged him from care with final diagnosis of lumbar sprain and neuralgia of the left sciatic nerve. But he was deemed to have achieved functional goal, but was not at end of healing. Period. He had been participating in various telemedicine visits in the interim. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Hardy was seen at the Corporate Health Center on 9-19-19, alleging an injury of 9-17-19. But he was lifting heavy boxes and moving all 150-pound steel and felt pain in his lower back. But he was seen at the emergency room and was given Toradol and Decadron injections. Appeared as there were no red flags, he was discharged home with prescriptions for ibuprofen and Flexeril. Period. He remained symptomatic at 7/10 level pain with no ridiculous symptoms. Period. His diagnosis was that of a lumbar strain and sprain, for which he was going to continue on conservative measures. Period. He followed up here and was referred for physical therapy. Period. On 10/7/19, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E. He had only attended one physical therapy visit to date. Period. He was referred for an MRI as well as lumbar x-rays. Period. On 10/28/19, he underwent x-rays of the lower back that were read as normal. Period. X-rays of the pelvis showed no evidence for acute fracture. Period. MRI revealed no focal herniation or spinal stenosis. Period. There were cysts posterior to the left L2-3 greater than the L3-4 facets. Period. He saw Dr. Levine through 1/9/20. Period. They had received a note from the case manager that Mr. Hardy was non-compliant with physical therapy. Period. He returned to work after being out of work for 2.5 months and then complained of recurrent back discomfort. Period. His x-ray and MRI findings were reviewed, noting they were essentially benign. Period. He had a neurologically intact presentation. Period. From a spine standpoint, Dr. Levine had nothing further to offer him. Period. They elected to pursue a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement from the standpoint of his spine. Period. New paragraph. On 5/12/20, Mr. Hardy was seen by Dr. David Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. Period. He offered 35% partial total disability at the lumbar spine due to chronic post-traumatic lumbar sacral strain and sprain, post-traumatic lumbar facet joint syndrome, post-traumatic facet joint cysts at L2-3 and L3-4, as well as lumbar radiculitis. Period. On 12/23/20, he was seen by Dr. Kemps, K-E-M-P-S, period. Since leaving General Sullivan Group, where he was injured, he worked for a few temporary agencies. Scratch that. After leaving General Sullivan Group, where he was injured, he had been employed by Direct Cabinet as a machine operator for 3 to 4 months until he was laid off, but he was currently working as an order puller for SMS Activewear. But he drives a little machine and pulls orders from the warehouse. Period. Dr. Kemps performed an exam and offered 0% permanent partial disability referable to the thoracic or lumbar sacral spines for the date of injury on 9/17/19. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. The rest of that is normal lumbar sacral. Motion of the left hip was full and all strias without crepitus, but external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Paired motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full and all strias without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He had mild tenderness palpation about the left lower parietal musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Paired the rest of that is normal impressions. On 8/9/22, Zamir Hardy reportedly injured his lower back while at work. Parrott currently states that this came out of the blue. Parrott, his claim petition alleges this was due to heavy lifting. Parrott was seen quickly at Concentra and initiated on conservative care. Parrott, this included activity modifications, common medication, and physical therapy. Parrott, on 9/29/22, he underwent a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Parrott followed up with Dr. Hajek through 12/9/22. Parrott, she learned he had been noncompliant in attending physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner previously claimed an injury to his lower back at work in 2019. Period. He had x-rays and MRI lumbar spine that were normal on 10/28/19. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Mr. Hardy was virtually benign. Period. He had full range of motion about the lumbar cervical spine. Period. There was only mild tenderness, palpation, in the absence of spasm. Period. Neither seated nor supine straight leg raise or maneuvers elicited any low back or radicular complaints. Period. He had a rough texture to the hands bilaterally, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. These comport with his current position as a yard coordinator for laser ship. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. End.